Wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Well, welcome to Genius Bar, episode 33-2? One of those. Is that right? Did you snort a bunch of coke before you got on, Sam?
No, John, I'm just fired up today.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching the video version, you just saw an animation by, I think I'm saying it right, the Insaniac team?
Insaniac? Yes.
Is that right? Insaniac team?
I think so.
I think that's right.
That sounds right to me.
So they
it doesn't matter what their name.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Amazing animation from one of our conversations from a few episodes ago. They just posted it. Forgot to include it last week, so we're doing it this week. If you're listening to audio, you didn't hear or see anything because you're listening, and so why would we show you an animation? You would just hear a conversation that you already heard a few weeks ago. So if you're listening through audio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, make sure to go to the YouTube channel, Genius Bar podcast channel on YouTube to watch the video version, and you'll see it at the beginning of the show. Sam.
Yeah.
I'm really nervous.
What are you nervous about, bud?
I'm getting nervous. So I pre-ordered two iPhones.
Oh, by the way, I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
How?
You're going to say, I wish I would have gotten the Mini. The Mini looks so fun.
No, I'm not going to say that. Okay. I'm not going to say that.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going to say.
I guess I should fill people in because on the last episode of Genius Bar, I maybe did kind of say that I was going to get the Mini as well. I chickened out. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the Mini because I'm not going to use it. If I'm being honest with myself, I had a deep thought. You know, I'm sitting with myself on the toilet, being honest. Me and myself are being honest with each other. And we're like, hey, myself, we're not going to use that. We're not going to use the Mini because it doesn't have the cameras. So you're just not going to do it. I know you're not going to do it, so don't even bother. So I didn't buy it. Instead, I got the Pro and then the Pro Max, and they have not shipped yet, so I'm getting nervous.
Oh, that happened last year, I think.
Did
to
it?
To a lot of people. It'll ship in time. Yeah, you'll get. Does it still say the 24th?
Yeah, but is it coming straight from China like a lot of pre-orders? Or, I mean, if it's coming straight from China, I'm nervous that it won't get here on time because sometimes it takes a while to get through customs, but if it's coming from like, I don't know, a local store, then I'm not nervous.
I mean, listen, what they usually do is just keep it in a UPS warehouse. And I've thought before, I'm like, since you paid for the package and they charged you and legally it's your mail, could you go to a warehouse and demand that you get your package early? Like, is that a way to get the iPhone early? Does that work, you think?
Is that, I mean, okay, when you say demand,
like, where's the manager? My name is Karen Cole.
Okay, Karen Cole. So you don't mean like with a weapon?
No. Okay. I'm not gonna threaten.
When people say demand, I mean you can. That's
I'm
not very
bring,
demanding.
Like, a small just, handgun.
I request that you give me my phone early.
Yeah. No. It'd just be like a little like one of those like mini gun, like a little.
So
that's what I'm gonna do to get my phone.
Okay, I don't think you should.
You know why?
Why?
You know why I have to do that though, John?
Why?
Because Apple didn't send me the phone early this year. So.
Oh yeah, you weren't included. I wonder why.
I was not in. I was not included this year. I did reach out to them in three separate emails, and I did not get a reply this time.
Nothing,
unfortunately. But I do know that they know who I am. So.
I mean, I think they know who you are, and that's why you didn't get a phone.
Yeah, but like I know that they know who I am.
How do you know?
I can't say that they know. All I can say is that I know that someone on Apple's PR team has seen my channel in the
why
past
can't you
months.
Tell us why?
I just don't want to say why. I don't want to give any
Will you tell me after the show?
John, why do you always ask this on air? Like, I'll literally be like, I'm in an embargo. I cannot tell anyone. And you literally cannot help yourself. Be like, but you'll tell me right after.
Because we're friends. It's a privilege that we have. We tell each other these things.
And I've said this on the show before. No, if I had an NDA signed with Apple about the new phones, I would not tell you that I got them. Okay, whatever. He's being annoying. Can we move on to the next topic?
He wouldn't.
I mean, I'm trying.
I promise Apple he'll never tell me. Okay, did that work?
No, I wouldn't. I literally, whatever. I don't want to talk about this.
Did you see any of the videos today?
You're the reason. You know what? I've heard, though, that you're probably the reason that I don't get products early.
Me? You act like we live together.
Yeah. Well, we share a podcast space together.
Yeah. You act like we live together and that if they give you the phone early, I'll tweet it or something.
Well, I wouldn't tell you if I got the phone early because I would be under an NDA. Right? Or would it just be an embargo? There's a loophole, I think.
I mean, I think you'd be allowed to tell me that you had it. I just couldn't see it or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the loophole that like iJustine did this year?
What was it?
So Armando Ferraria, who did not get the phones earlier, teamed up with her to shoot the phones early.
I see.
So they work together.
Very
right?
sneaky.
So like, I guess technically, would I be allowed to have you help me shoot then in that case?
I think I had that thought earlier because everyone in Marquez's studio has obviously got to see it.
Yeah. That's
and I'm
like
assuming
people.
Yeah. I'm assuming Apple doesn't make them all sign an NDA, right? Like Marquez represents all of them.
Yeah. What are the, yeah. And like CNET, right? Or the Verge offices, you know, there were like four different people on the camera team. And then these people, I mean, that's a lot. There's no way.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just like you get the phone, you can do whatever you need to do to get it done, but you're not allowed to release any media on any channel from anyone until this date. I'm sure that's the rule. Like,
right.
You're not allowed to publish under any pseudonym or anything until you get it, which would make sense. I mean, why shouldn't people, the best creative minds, be able to collaborate? I mean, it'd be cool if like iJustine and Marquez made a video together,
yes.
Judner from Your Average Consumer and Austin Evans got to shoot a video together.
So we are recording this like on the day that embargo's lifted. And
the reviews are in.
The reviews, the unboxings, the initial impressions. Question for you, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Did, you know, all the videos today, whatever you saw, did any of that shift your or change your mind in terms of what you pre-ordered?
No, not at all. I'm really happy, but I did get angry a lot.
Angry? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. John, I have spent my morning watching every single video that I could find on the known internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what Apple's PR team was up to, genuinely, because there were some people that received the phones that were unable to shoot a video.
What?
Like they were shooting a worse video.
Okay.
For an embargo than you or I shot when we shot our first videos 8 years ago, as far as inability to like be on camera or know how to use a camera.
So you're upset because Apple's PR picked the wrong people when there's people like Sam Cole available?
Of course that's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
Of course that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying Luke Miani should get the iPhone earlier and he didn't. This is all for Luke.
Yeah, I mean I would vouch for both of you. But I mean like Luke is more attached to you and then you're more attached to me. So it like goes down.
And together we're attached to each other.
Yeah, I'm sure somehow inadvertently I fucked Luke. I didn't mean to do it, but
does Apple really hate you though, do you think?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do. Okay. I think they probably don't love it, but I think they're less mean than they're made out to be. Like, all joking aside, I think their PR department just wants a fair review. That's what I've heard from everybody. And obviously, if you're Unbox Therapy who bends the phone in half and causes a literal crisis, you do have to understand where they're coming from, where they don't talk to him.
I mean,
like,
Was it him or no? It was Zach from Jerry Rig Everything. He's the one who bent the iPad.
Yeah.
He applied force to the iPad and went to aluminum and went, oh, what? It bent.
Yeah.
Okay. A sheet of aluminum.
Have we, have, Have we seen a bend test for the new phones yet? I guess not.
Good luck, dude. I feel like you, here's my 12. I mean, I get a new phone in 4 days. If this breaks in half.
Please don't.
Okay, here we go. Oh, no, that's not going. I think I really messed up the display.
Please don't.
Yeah, that's not breaking. What if I did just like right before my new one comes, it just shatters?
I'll send you my extra 12 that I have.
My new one will get here before that one.
So you're getting it shipped. I'm still amazed to this day you don't pick up in store.
Why would I do that, dude? It can just a very nice man or woman will deliver it to my door. I just wake up and I have an iPhone. That's it. There's no work. No COVID.
You do get yours earlier in the morning.
I do. Oh, yeah. We raced with the iMac last time, didn't we?
My UPS doesn't come till like 2 to 6 p.m. Same. So like that would be an entire day shot.
Same. My UPS comes pretty late in the day. Like it's 4:30 p.m. right now. UPS probably won't be here for another hour or two. But usually my shipments from Apple, for some reason, come through FedEx.
Maybe it's because they know you're Pran Jostner.
Doubt it.
They say we love this guy. He's a really cool guy. His video got like 600K for the iPhone 14. And he's a real cutie on top of it.
Yeah. So that's, why would yeah, I would imagine iPhone? That's what happened. You know what? You know who else is a cutie?
Who?
Our friends over at Codecademy.
You know, that was my first thought when I thought of Codecademy. I said, these are cuties? Just a bunch of cuties. They're a bunch of cuties. John, I know why they're cuties, though.
Go ahead.
Do you know why they're cuties?
I mean, I know, but I would like you to tell me. Go ahead.
Well, it's because they're all programmers.
Of course.
They're all programming all day. I mean, have you ever seen not a cute programmer? Come on.
There's never been a better time.
No, because there's never been a better time, guys. And whether you're looking to start from scratch or looking to advance your existing knowledge about code and programming, Codecademy can help you reach your learning goals. And listen, of all the things you can do for your career, maybe you're bored in your job, maybe you're looking for something to move, maybe you just want a new personal challenge, maybe you want to stay ahead of the curve because, you know, you can't have an iPhone 13 without knowing how to code.
Exactly.
you might want to look at Codecademy and learn how to code.
Python, HTML, CSS, SQL, JavaScript, and more. In fact, if you just go, you roll up on Codecademy and you're like, I don't even know where I want to start. Like you don't have any experience. They will walk you through stuff before you get started. It's not like, I would imagine a good portion of people that go to Codecademy, they just have in their head, I want to learn how to code. They don't even know which path they want to take yet, like HTML, CSS, JavaScript, or any of that stuff. Codecademy will walk you all the way through that. And that's what I really love is that even if you are super advanced, this is a service for you. And even if you have no prior knowledge or experience, Codecademy.com is a place to go. Use the promo code GENIUSBAR, that's the name of our show, and you get 15% off. That's a big percentage. 15% off of Codecademy Pro.
Guys, join the millions of people learning to code with Codecademy and see where coding can take you. Get 15% off your Codecademy Pro membership. When you go to Codecademy.com, use promo code GENIUSBAR. That's promo code GENIUSBAR, the name of our wonderful show, at Codecademy.com to get 15% off. Codecademy Pro, the best way to learn. That's Codecademy.com, promo code GENIUSBAR.
And you know, Sam, I heard you get 15% off if you use our promo code, but I also heard you get 15% off and you're 15% more cutie.
Become 15% more cute.
Yes.
When you use Code Genius.
Okay. Thanks, Codecademy, for supporting the show. And I'm sorry that you supported the show.
Can we stack those? If I buy like four different accounts using Genius Bar, does that mean I'm 60% cuter?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I think
so. You heard it here first from John Prosser.
Yeah. Okay. So
the iPhone reviews though, like, did you watch them? Did you enjoy them? Like, I want to clarify. During that ad read, I was reflecting on myself and I was like, you know, Sam, you kind of sound like a jealous little bitch. And that's true. So I just wanted to make it clear that that's where that's coming from. It is purely jealousy because, and John, can I be real with you?
Go ahead.
It's like, yeah, you make a video early, you can get some extra views, whatever. I don't care about the video. I literally just as an Apple fan want the phone early. Like that's it. It's not because it's like, I want more views on YouTube or I want to be able to compete. I don't care. I just want the phone early. I just want to be able to see the promotion screen.
I bet
a
that
few
you
days
get,
early, okay.
I have just a feeling, a premonition in my balls that you will get a phone next year.
Okay. I feel it.
And you know, that's where feelings start. They start in the balls and then they manifest out. And so from my balls to yours, I think you'll get a phone next year. Or else.
Or
No. We don't have to threaten anybody. If you got this feeling in your balls, we've already been over the threats.
So I got silver and gold this year. And I've never had a white or a silver iPhone ever.
Wait, ever?
No, ever. I know that you kind of on accident had one.
Yeah, for the 10. Which I've never had it, loving, by the way. Ended up loving.
Yeah, which is why you're getting it this year. To me, I don't know why. I think you said this as well in your video. For some reason, there's like this subtle, like there's
I don't know.
There's
yeah.
a it factor about that silver iPhone this year. And it's in none of the videos.
It's annoying. Yeah. No, I don't understand. I didn't see it really. Did anybody get a silver Pro?
No, I mean, no, not in any of the videos I saw, which is exactly why I'm
not
getting it,
I
because
saw.
All the other colors will be all over the place and I'll be chilling with my silver.
And that blue color this year, dude, it's just not it. Like, I feel like they dropped the ball and seeing everybody hands-on kind of confirmed it. I mean, in some angles, it looks more of like a gray, which I'm kind of into.
Do you see the weird
gray.
Purple hue to some of them?
Yeah, I feel like the colors on the pros, and since I watched every video, I was thinking about making a video. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it yet, where I literally watched every iPhone 13 review. Here's what it all means. Like, rather than you having to do it, I went through and watched every video.
That's smart.
I wanted to bring the big takeaways because I think that'd be interesting. And one of the big things that I saw was everyone saying, yeah, the pro colors are just kind of boring at this point. Uh-huh. We've had the same colors forever.
Well,
they're just kind of boring. I mean, it's not much.
So one of the things that for some reason last year, you have the same color, right? For your 12 Pro. We got the blue one.
Yeah.
This color in my head was like the best. But there's part of this that I hate now that, and I think it's, I could be wrong, but I think it's pretty close on the Sierra Blue. I like that when you look at the front of the Pro phones, I guess the regular phones too, you can still see like the edges of the phone, like whatever color, especially like gold. So you have the black display, but then right on the edges, you have the like gold hugging it. With the blue phones on the 12 Pro and on Sierra Blue, it's kind of too dark and it blends in with the front, so it doesn't separate itself. So it's all just dark. I'm excited for my silver where I can see the display and also I see the ring of silver around the whole thing. I'm super excited about that. Very disappointed with the Sierra Blue color though.
Me too. And I, as much as I was talking about how much I love Pacific Blue last year and how I love that color, I will say, the more that I look at it now, not as much of a fan.
I do not like it anymore. I don't know why.
It started off as my favorite color, and for some, it's just like too dark or something. It's the way it absorbs light. It can look really like dark blue, kind of like the standard iPhone 12 blue last year that I hate.
It doesn't absorb light. It just takes it. It just takes it, and it doesn't let any out. It's like a little black hole. The gold
black hole blue.
I've seen a lot of the videos today where they show the gold because it seems like everyone sort of got the same thing. So unlike last year we had a wave where the first wave was like the 6.1 inch models. And then a month later we got, you know, the Pro Max and the Mini. It's all of them today. And all of them pretty much got the same thing. They got like the weird blue Mini, the pink regular. And then the 13 Pro, they got in gold. 13 Pro Max, they got in Sierra Blue. And I've seen a lot of videos where people are like, the gold is identical. A PSA, the gold is not identical. It is so much better. Like, oh my God. So I've seen videos of people being like, it's identical. It's the same. When I'm looking right at it and it's not the same. People are not looking close enough. So there's like this iridescence to the gold this year where the light bounces totally different. And to confirm this, I was very curious. So I asked, I probably shouldn't say their name. I asked somebody who I know has the devices and I said, can you send me a video, private video, comparing just the gold 12 and the gold 13 Pro, of course. And it's night and day difference. Like it is, okay, so it's a subtle difference, but it's a subtle difference in the best way that makes it like miles better than the previous gold. I got Karina the gold, but I wish I had gotten the gold. It looks so good.
I think the gold is literally shinier at first, but I think the silver is going to look cool. And John, I had this cool idea.
Mm-hmm. And I'll send you the video that I was sent.
I think I'm crazy for saying this, but I kind of want to take a Sharpie and like draw on the back of my phone.
My God, and, what?
Like do a custom silver 13 Pro with like, I'm not even an artist. I just think if you've seen those customization videos on YouTube, right? Where like actual artists will take your phone and then give you something really dope and it's poppy.
Yeah.
I see this cartoon-esque design, like the white back and then just a black Sharpie and something
a black
cool,
Sharpie of what?
I don't know. Just like a little, like some little art or like a saying or like my signature. Mm-hmm. I feel like we'd look so clean.
Dude,
it would probably look better if it was screen printed on there than like actually drawn. But I don't know. This has been popping in my head like every day since I ordered my phone. I've kind of been thinking about doing it.
Yo, that just gave me the best idea. Because I got the silver too. At the end of the year, before I upgrade to the next one, I'll sign the back of it in Sharpie. It'll look so good on the white and give it away.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like the like a signature on the white would look hot.
It would look so good, yeah. Or I'll fuck up the signature on my first try and you'll get a really fucky phone.
Gotta buy a new one. No, you gotta get another one, John.
No, I'm gonna ship that one. You get the one that's all fucky.
Yeah. So I'm still incredibly excited. I'm very happy with my choice. I will say I kind of wish I would have gotten the new blue color for the standard 13 because I got the pink. And the pink is just so subtle that, you know, next to the white, I feel like they almost look the same.
Yeah.
So I kind of wish I would have gotten something with a bit more contrast.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I mean, I'm sad because I feel like next year I'll be, of course, when there's no more mini next year, everyone will be like, okay, the mini's gone, so what? And I'll be over here like, why didn't I get it? Why didn't I get it last year when I had the chance? Why did I? Fuck it. I might buy the mini right now. I know it'll come late.
No. I bet you could pick one up in store.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Do a vlog. Front page check. First ever vlog. You going to get the mini. People,
this mini is for me, Sam.
Oh, not for them. Like the audience. Okay. Oh,
look at the video I sent you. But make sure the audio is turned down so they can't tell who it is.
Oh, I don't have my phone. I'm on a PC.
Great. Nice job.
This is a disaster. Hold on. Nice. I'm going to do extendo arm.
Okay.
Can I reach?
Yep. I'm going to cut to you so we watch this happen. Oh, I hear you're getting it. We now look at Sam Cole in his natural habitat. Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
I think I'm actually going to switch to the standard 13. Or sorry, the standard 12 for a couple days. Just for funsies.
Make sure the volume's turned down.
All right. Okay. Oh, okay. It's all the way down. It's a nondescript location too. I can't even tell who this is if you told me. Wow. You're right. You knew. You've got an eye for this kind of thing, John.
Dude.
Yeah, I literally don't even know who this is.
So I was seeing it in the videos and the people are saying it's identical, but I'm literally looking at it. I'm looking at the light, like just bounce off of it differently. I'm like, dog,
yeah,
that is not the same gold. That looks so hot. That looks so good.
Yeah, it looks more gold. Oh, it does look. Listen, the gold looks good. I think that is a good one. At the same time, I'm still happy with my silver. But okay, I was going to say
I'm happy
the 13
with my silver
mini.
Too. I'm just also very happy that the gold is actually a bit more gold this year, not so much band-aidy like weird.
Well, with the 13 mini, why don't you get it? And then if you like it, you keep it and then return whatever you don't get. Like you could just get both and then return one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst case scenario is you get all your money back. It just, you know, it's on your credit card for a little bit longer.
But I also know me. And I won't. I'll just be like, oh, I'll have it and maybe I'll use it tomorrow. And then tomorrow will never come. But I think I'm going to try it.
You did order the new iPad mini, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I am so excited for that. Like, I'm kind of forgetting that the new iPad mini also comes out on Friday and I'm getting kind of hyped for it.
Yeah. I actually did forget about that. Probably because they ordered they opened pre-orders the day of the event. I just forgot.
That was odd. That tells me that they've had the stock sitting for a minute.
Well, I also think they wanted to just, I think that they expected a lot of iPhone stuff and they didn't want to, like, it'd just be chaos if it was iPhones and iPad in the same day. So they're just like, get your iPad orders in, give us a week, and then we'll do our iPhone stuff.
I'm really looking forward to it. After seeing the So there's a couple waves that Apple does for releases. They'll do like the tier one, which is like the Marquez's, the iJustine's, like, you know, the biggest people in the world,
yeah.
The Verge's. Then they'll do a second wave, which are like most of the Canadian people. I don't know if you've noticed this. Like,
yes, I have.
Like the Canoopsies, Justin Says. Yeah. Like they'll all get them in the second wave. And then the third wave, apparently there's a third wave, and Apple will send it to some people on like launch day. That's when they'll send you the phone, so it gets you on launch day. But I don't ever really notice, I guess, who gets it on launch day, because, you know, you're just buying.
Yeah, because their videos go up on the same day that, you know, everyone else's will. I get excited for those too, though. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like a lot of creators feel like, oh, I missed it. Like, I missed the boat. And, you know, when I have to buy the phone as a regular person, when my review goes up, nobody's going to care. But I care probably more. Because I know that you have more freedom to say what you want to say. And I'm equally as excited about that wave as I am about, you know, today, you know, people posting their initial impressions. And people do it smart. Like, there are some people that, like Rene Ritchie, YouTube Golden Boy. I fucking respect Rene Ritchie so much. So, and this is just another moment where he showed his Rene-ness. So, like, there are people that get the phones early, and they're not going to blow their whole Apple load on one video and do a review on the first day. No, they are gonna spread this out and make bank. They're going to put their first video out that's just an unboxing, initial impressions. Even though they've had the phone, they could have did the review. But they're going to just sort of milk it a little bit. They put out their initial impressions and later put out the review. But Rene put out this, like, mega review today of the phones, and so not everyone did a review, but if you want to see like a review that is a little bit early, but you know that you can trust Rene Ritchie, that's the video to go to.
I was just gonna say that's actually the one I didn't get around to yet. There's a couple that longer I watched.
Yeah,
it's like 18 minutes. It looked really good though. I clicked on the first couple seconds and I was like, yep, this is well done. Dude does a great job.
I love Rene Ritchie and how in-depth he is with this stuff.
No, I love Rene Ritchie.
Yeah, and thank you to Rene for sponsoring this episode of
the Genius Bar. Yeah, we should have Rene on. I feel like Rene would come on. I think so. Does he like us? I think so.
Yeah, so I'm nervous that my silver iPhone that I took a chance on, because I never got a silver one before, I'm nervous it's not coming on Friday, and I'm going to tell you this. If it's not here on Friday, Sam, I'm not going to say I would demand anything with a tiny minigun, but I will be very upset. I will be Karen Cole, and I will cause a scene if it's not here on
Karen
Friday.
Karen Prosser?
No, Karen Cole.
And Karen Prosser?
Yeah. No, I'm just Karen Cole.
Karen Cole has the alliteration, though.
Yeah. It just sounds better. It feels better.
Are you guys a Karen Cole? Let us know in the comments.
Dog, you need a blonde wig, long hair, and Karen Cole needs to be a character that you have on the channel.
That would be funny. All right. I think you just came up with a new character. Yeah, anytime I hear about a new character, okay, I'm going to find a blonde, long hair wig.
Yeah.
I'll put on like some shitty makeup.
You'd be a very pretty girl.
I'll paint my nails. Oh, wait, that'd be a really funny bit.
Yeah, I think you should go for it. Apple Watch, nothing on that yet. You're going to get it though, right?
Yeah, of course.
I reached out to some people. They have not heard anything about Apple Watch yet in terms of like, you know, when Apple will be sending those out for their reviews or anything like that. I'm sure
it's going to be a minute.
I feel like I'm just guessing. This is not based on any inside information, but I feel like we will get like when Apple Watch, when they announce that pre-orders are open or whatever, or like, you know, they're taking orders for it, we'll get the videos on the same day. So I wonder if people that do videos will know beforehand. I am going to get the titanium this year. And
you are going to get it.
So not a sponsor, but Nomad Goods is going to send out a titanium watch band. So I was like, well, fuck, now I have to get the titanium one. Like, now I have to pay $800 for the watch. Of course, Apple has not given any pricing. Titanium models for Series 7, not on the website, not listed anywhere on the website. Yeah, it's not there. Go to the website. It's not there.
That's weird. That's a lot.
Yeah, they mentioned it at the event. They said something like it comes in five beautiful aluminum colors. And then they were also like, Oh, and stainless steel and titanium. You can only get gold and stainless steel. There's no like gold aluminum model. And then titanium, but they didn't give prices for that stuff. So I'm just guessing that it's going to be $800.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at their site right now for the watch, and it's interesting that they are advertising it, but it just says available later this fall. Yeah, there's no buy button.
Do you?
And
okay.
Listen.
Go ahead.
I think it looks beautiful. Like, I really like the raised display.
Yeah, it looks all right. It's not, it's not the squared off edges that I heard on the internet.
Honestly, though, I said this from the get go. I don't know if the squared off edges will look good on somebody.
You like this better?
This looks more aesthetic to me. This looks like a nicer piece of jewelry.
So, genuinely, it's very interesting. It's kind of fascinating how it works. So, like, the display panel itself is not curving over the way it looks. It's the glass is what's curving over, and it's like refracting the light to make it look like that. And I think it looks really cool. Question for you: have you, when you get the Apple Watch every year, do you ever get like the better material models, or do you always just get the aluminum one?
Always aluminum. I've only gotten aluminum ever. I actually only got black until last year when I got the navy blue.
Mm.
And it kind of looks, I mean, you can see it's blue there.
Yeah.
I think I'm honestly going to go back to black this year.
Dude, I'm over this shit. I'm over the midnight stuff already this year. Over it. Just, why is there no black option? Why is it midnight? It's just a really dark blue.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense to me.
You can't get a black Apple Watch in aluminum. You can't this year.
Now, I did work on your page for Apple Track.
Okay. And oh my honestly, God, you're probably so swamped right now.
Yeah, I was up till a little bit last night. I'm going to do a whole report
this
time. But
Quo and Gurman and everybody.
For those of you guys listening, the leaderboard is not updated, but everyone's individual pages, like if you go to John Prosser's page, it is up to date. And John, you were one of the least scathed sources that I updated. You actually went up 0.1%.
And Gurman probably got...
Gurman went down about 1%.
Oh, that's sad.
But it's still like he's 87% accurate. Yeah.
But I mean, like what about Quo? How's he doing?
Let's go to appletrack.com/... Guo looking about 74.6 down a percentage or two.
Down a percentage or two. Okay. Oh, did you see his stuff yesterday? He posted that iPhone 14 is going to have a hole punch display, which lines up with our renders. And he also said that before. I forget what month he said that.
Said a couple months ago. Ian did renders for me on that before anybody else, actually. It was very cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that where those initial renders came from?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen those online.
Mm-hmm. You did a great job.
What else? It was like 40-something megapixel camera?
48 megapixel camera. So that's kind of been a rumor forever. Mm-hmm. But now that Guo's saying that, sorry, that's been a rumor from Max Weinbach for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Guo's saying it, I'm like, okay.
Oh, Sam's gone. I think he just closed the tab. This fucking idiot.
I was clicking around. I hit the hang up button.
You just that's what I said to the audience. I figured you just closed it. Okay. I fix. Hang on. Whoop. Boop.
Sorry.
For audio listeners, he just closed the tab. He just left.
Anyway, as we were saying, I think it confirms your renders, John, now that you got Guo backing you up already.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think?
I mean,
were you
excited? No, I'm not doing that shit anymore. I'm not getting my hopes up when Quo or Gurman backs me up, because that obviously did not work. In fact, the one time where we all agreed, all wrong. So no, I'm not playing the reindeer games anymore.
Hey, I want to hear your thoughts on this, and I want the audience to hear as well.
Okay.
I've been thinking a lot about Apple Track and about how I think the scoring system needs to evolve, as clearly leaks are changing.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I've been thinking about leaving what everybody said on the site, but changing everyone's scores so that it only counts the last 365 days.
Why?
Because I feel like people have been more inaccurate in the past year, and I want the site to reflect the change in times. Because, Gurman, 5 years ago, was like 100% accurate, but German recently has only been like 80 something percent accurate, maybe 70% accurate. So
you think discredits all of their past work, like a German?
I think this Apple Watch needs to make us look at leaks differently because everything was invalidated with what happened.
Okay. Yeah, so, I've noticed that. Like, but to be fair, I feel like doing that to Apple Track, making the last year reflect stuff, feeds into what the internet already does, where like German has gotten so much hate. Like, I've seen his tweets, or like when Mac Rumors or 95 Mac covers his latest stuff, like his newsletter from this past weekend, everyone was just like, oh, he's not credible to me anymore. Everything's over. Like, he's still fucking, he's still Mark German. But yeah, people have such a short attention span where, like, you're only as good as your last report. That's it.
Mm. It's true, though.
What if Apple Track was just like,
if I just started shitting on everyone?
Yeah, just the last week. 0%.
I'm just going to start calling everyone, someone gets something wrong. Every time somebody gets something wrong, I'm just going to go on there and just write an article and be like, John Prosser, absolute loser, quite a buffoon.
Yeah.
Discredited.
Okay, here's a question. By the way, Apple Track is your thing, and I think you should do whatever you want with it. Don't listen to I say don't listen to anybody else. Is this something that you would be like, there'd be like a history? Like in 2018, he was this accurate. In 2019, this accurate. Is there like an archive sort of?
That's what I would want to do. I think I'd want to start doing it by year and then maybe do like average accuracy. But yeah. I'm also saying this and like,
that sounds like a nightmare.
The amount of time that will take. Like I also have like, I was kind of feeling bad because I'm like, oh, the event is literally a week ago today and I haven't even updated everything officially yet. And then I'm also like, no, this is literally too much for one person. Like,
yeah. Well, like, also this
site
is
alone would be a full-time job.
This is the biggest like shift in Apple Track stuff all year. Like so many of everyone's rumors leads up to this event.
Yep, to the iPhone. So yeah, it's been a lot to just go at everyone's leaks. Then it's like you just know as soon as you publish it, everyone's like, this is scored wrong. This was technically right. You're easier on John Prosser than everyone else. And it's just like, it's just exhausting sometimes because it's like you can only try so hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if you can't look at all the data that I make the calculations from is public.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're not happy, then I guess you and I count data differently.
Yeah.
Like so for example, a website, I think it was Macatakara or someone said that the iPhone was going to be like so many millimeters thicker. And I looked on Apple's site to see the final result. And it was like 1 millimeter off, but I still counted it because they were the only source that said it. And I'm like, 1 millimeter is negligible. Like I'll do a plus or minus one for something like that.
Yeah, but also
I looked
that's
on your schematics for the iPad mini. You guys were off for a little bit on the iPad.
Well, that's what okay, so like for Macintalker or whoever said that. Yeah. I mean, I think the iPad mini, I learned my lesson because it's just like out of anything that could change in a design or anything, like especially if you're giving the leak early, dimensions are what could change. Like the Macintalker thing, I'm sure they were correct at the time. But like a millimeter difference, like that's why I think if you have dimensions or anything, just don't fucking say them. Just don't say them.
I think you're right.
In the end,
what does that even add?
Right. The dimensions aren't doing anything for public interest. You're just saying them because you know them at the time. And it does nothing but, you know, hurt you potentially in the end. And if so, even if they were completely correct, you're like, okay, gosh, score with some millimeters. Cool. I got a point.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think you're right. I think you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, it doesn't do anything. It's just an extra risk. And also, for all the people that are, you know, going around to leakers saying, you're not credible anymore, we don't trust you. It's like, can you guys just shut up? Like, you guys couldn't leak anything in your entire lives. You don't realize how hard it is.
Yeah, and there are a ton of Twitter leakers that don't put their name on anything. But for like, you know, the people, the main people, you know, that we're all putting our names and faces on the line when we say stuff and putting our reputation on the line. Like, It requires nothing of you to go on Twitter with no username and no profile picture and go, I don't believe you anymore. It's all lies. And like, just consider that we aren't, that when things are wrong, we aren't lying to you. That does nothing but hurt us. Yeah. And just like, I mean, I've had some pretty stressful, terrible days when stuff goes wrong, like WWDC last year, or I guess it was this year, with the MacBook Pros, especially since there were fucking articles upon articles about how everyone sold their MacBook Pro because John Prosser said that the MacBook Pro was coming at WWDC, and then it didn't. And then, like, people have no idea, like, what kind of shit that does to a person putting the entire weight on them. But of course, that is the risk that we take by putting our name on the line when we say shit like that. And
yeah, you get all the glory.
It's great. It's amazing when things go your way. But you know, it's a double-edged sword most of the time.
It is. But yeah, be nice to these people. People that are leaking stuff that are credible. If they're on Apple Track, they're credible. And if they're on there, don't be mean.
By the way, your role. I feel like people miss that. They're like, why is this person not on Apple Track? And it's not like, Sam, it's not like you're a gatekeeper per se, but like, it is your opinion that the people that are on Apple Track are the people that are credible for the most part.
In some way, people that are not credible are not on the site. And yeah, I'm constantly reviewing. There's a couple people that are in the queue that I just keep watching. Mm-hmm. And every time I get close, they'll say some other dumb shit on Twitter. And I'm like, I don't think you actually know anything after all. There is one person, though. They were the only person. I'll say their name because I think they have good intention. Their name is Shrimp Apple Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Just the names are phenomenal. And they showed me some Apple Watch Series 7 packaging with some details on it before launch that was spot on. And they said that the satellite thing wasn't coming at the event, and they were spot on. And they said a couple of other things. And, you know, they may have gotten lucky, but there were a number of things that they shared that, you know, again, it's like I'm looking at this over time.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm constantly reevaluating who gets to be on the site and trying to make it a fair and equitable place for everybody so that, you know, you can make it. Anybody can make it. Just do a good job. Like, for example, Dylan DKT, great example of someone who very easily made their way onto the site because they were provably credible.
Yeah.
Within like months, you know, but I didn't put them on there back in 2020 December. Because I didn't know who they were and I didn't know if they were credible. But it's like as soon as things started to come true, they've got a ton of Mac stuff that's going to come true. They got a couple things for the iPhone 13 wrong, but they got a couple things right. Like they were the first source ever to say all models going to have a 128 gigabytes.
Mm.
So it's like, that's pretty impressive. Guo only said that 3 days before the event.
Uh-huh. And I think I only said a terabyte. I never said like base. I never gave anything for base storage.
But you said that before anybody. You said a terabyte like the week the iPhone 12 came out last year.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that was just in the pipeline. And I didn't know why. I just assumed it was for like Pro Raw. I didn't know Pro Res was coming.
Yeah. Which is huge, by the way. Have you heard the file sizes?
It's nuts. Another feature that's just a promise right now. It's not even a thing.
It's 6 gigabytes per minute of video in 4K.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now
it's
still
like it's like 1.5 gigs just for 1080p because, so there was some,
nuts.
We'll talk about that in a second. We should do another ad read, but there's some confusing things that people have gotten misconstrued on Twitter. But, have you
heard
about
BetterHelp?
John,
you know what's confusing? Yeah. I was going to say my mental health can be confusing sometimes. I'm glad we picked the same sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's confusing? Cereal. Okay. So listen. It's just last weekend after the show, Sam and I talked for like an hour, just basically about mental health and talking. And BetterHelp is like, to me, this is a game changer. Nothing will ever be the same in terms of like bettering yourself or therapy or being able to talk to somebody at your own pace, at your own time, in your own location. It doesn't get any better than BetterHelp.
Yeah. BetterHelp, guys. I mean, it's one of those things where it's a great first step. If you've never done therapy, it's a great way to enhance your current therapy experience if you've never gone before. Or if you are going to try something different, it's a fantastic way to achieve your goals, right? Because I know for me, there's one thing that gets in front of my goals.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mr. Brain.
Mr. Brain
got a mind of his own half the time, and Mr. Brain will tell you all this crazy shit that isn't necessarily true,
or
usually isn't true. Right. So and BetterHelp is going to help you with all
they
those
will,
things.
It's going to help you. They'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And usually you can get the ball rolling and like start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. It's just one of those things where like, I mean, every time we talk about BetterHelp, I personally say that a lot of my roadblocks are like my social anxiety. Like I don't want to go to a therapy session or be in a waiting room or anything like that. And even if I've taken the first step of like realizing, okay, I need to talk to somebody, I need some help, I always get in my own way by like, oh, well, if I have to go somewhere, I'm not going to do that. Or if somebody has to come here, I'm not going to do that. It removes that obstacle for me. And it's just like, you can text somebody if that's how you prefer to communicate. You can call if that's how you prefer to communicate. And you can schedule like, you know, sessions one-on-one through almost like a FaceTime call, something like that. And they give you so many different avenues to take, just whatever you're more comfortable with. And if you go to betterhelp.com/geniusbar, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. You can join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And you can get 10% off your first month. That's pretty neat.
It's pretty neat. Hey, if you guys go to betterhelp.com/geniusbar, that's 10% off. And that's BETTERHELP.com/geniusbar, which also happens to be the name of our show. Go ahead and try it out. Let us know over on Twitter if you guys test it out, if it works for you, if you love it, if you hate it. I mean, John and I are both huge believers in therapy and taking the next step for your mental health. And for us, BetterHelp is a great way to do that.
And of course, thanks to BetterHelp for supporting this episode of The Genius Bar.
The Genius Bar.
Okay, so did you know that cinematic mode is not in 4K?
What?
So, okay, people were getting this confused on Twitter. This is not the same thing as ProRes video. Okay, so ProRes video, you need at least 256 gigs. You need to have bought that model to record ProRes in 4K.
Okay.
If you have 128, you're limited to 1080p. With cinematic video, it doesn't matter what model phone you have in terms of storage. It is just 1080p.
Oh.
1080p, 30 FPS, that's it. That's it.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, out of all the features that were pitched to us, I was most excited about cinematic video.
Cinematic.
Yes. The thing
video.
Where they're like, yeah, they're, yes.
That. Hollywood in your pocket. That's
Hollywood
what
in
about?
Your pocket is apparently 1080p, 60 FPS. That's it. It's, you can't even do 24 FPS like the movies. It is just that 1080p, 30 FPS. And I got to be honest, because, you know, there was no way for us to know. Apple made it look incredible at their event.
Yeah.
In the videos today, though, I mean,
it still looked pretty good.
It looks good sometimes.
If it's bright outside,
yeah. But even so, like the edges, the edge detection, like all this, I don't know why I hyped myself up and why I thought this was going to be like an incredible new feature. The potential, like in theory, this is an incredible new feature. The execution, yes. The implementation, it's all the same problems that you have with portrait mode for photos. Where, like, you take four photos and maybe one of them, the edges will be nice, but the other photos are just kind of like, it's kind of hit or miss. It's like that, but with every single frame in a video, and it's just hit or miss the entire time. The whole time. And it's just like, I mean,
yes,
it can get better in software. I know that next year, it'll probably get better. The next year after that, it'll be even better. It'll be incredible. But I'm not buying this phone for next year. The phone is on sale right now. I'm getting it for this year. And this year, it's kind of meh. I was very disappointed with what I saw. And that's, I was disappointed with the footage I saw from the people that Apple chose to pitch this to me. This is like Apple's PR train, and it still looks meh.
Did you watch Peter McKinnon's video?
I did not watch Peter McKinnon's. He got it early last year, so I should have seen it this year.
Also, hot take.
Go ahead.
First of all, I don't deserve, like, all joking aside, because we've done a lot. We do a lot of joking here.
Here we go again.
I don't deserve to get the phone because there's too many people.
Sam, yes, you do.
No. Not on wave one. Like, there genuinely are. Well, I deserve to get it early, but I don't deserve to post until like wave two or three. All I'm saying is there's actually too many people that get it now. Like, I think Apple has lost their taste of exclusivity. They have sent it to so many people. It's like too much to watch. Because you remember back in the day, it was just like Marquez, The Verge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it. That was who got the iPhone. And now it's like,
everybody like but real... Sam.
No, there's just, there's like a lot of people that, well, they're not even tech people, which honestly makes more sense for Apple to give the phone to than the tech people because it's the non-tech people you have to sell. The tech people are sold. Even though they don't tell you they're sold, already. They're going to buy the new phone, whether it's the iPhone 13 or the 14 or the 15 or the 16 or the 17, they're going to buy it. But it's the non-tech people who will be like, wow, look at that new color. Wow, a cinematic vote is something I could use for my TikToks.
Well, those, that's why it's, everyone is getting, that that's why there's so many videos being posted because like, yeah, for people like us or like deep into the core community, we're already subscribed to these people. We're going to watch every single video, but the regular person just needs one of those videos to end up in their feed. And I think that's the whole plan with just giving this to a ton of people. But I totally agree that the exclusivity, like, it just doesn't feel like that anymore. This feels like a Samsung campaign.
I agree.
Kind of it.
It doesn't feel as special. Like, and if I ever do get it early one day, it will be one of those things where I'm like, okay, this is cool. But, you know, you kind of missed the boat just because, like, we didn't start our shit 10 years ago or 15 years ago. We started it 8 years ago. We're right in the middle. I mean, it would still be very, it'd be very special for me personally. But like, I remember when there was a time when I would watch as a viewer. I think it was before I had a YouTube channel, I think, when like John Rettinger from Techno Buffalo got the iPhone 5 and Jaime Rivera from Pocket Now had the iPhone 5. And I was mind blown. I was like, these guys get it early. This is when Apple didn't give it to influencers and they only gave it to websites. And then I made the mistake of reading the New York Times review of the phone. And I love the Times, but like, damn it, they are so annoying. It was Brian Chen. I'm going to call the dude out by name. Dude clearly doesn't like technology. Like, just straight up seems to not care about technology, yet is the chief technology correspondent for the New York Times. Like, I got to find this article, dude. The first line was just like, I don't want to read the rest of this piece. NY Times, iPhone, I typed in iPhone 31.
Yes, the iPhone 31.
Just give me a second as I do my research.
Okay.
It says the, right here. Apple iPhone 13 review, the most incremental upgrade ever.
Oh, that's I saw the headline.
And I'm like, did you meet the 6S?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel like people have really forgotten what the S phones actually used to be. Like, for real. Like, even the 10S, even going back to just the 10S, we got gold. And that was the update.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you're telling me that the 10S was less iterative than the 13?
I mean, I guess we also got the 10S Max or whatever the fuck they called it. But still.
No, that didn't have more features. We literally got huge battery increase, huge camera upgrades, huge screen upgrade on the pros, major camera upgrades across the board.
And cinematic video that doesn't work.
Like, and this is his whole angle. He goes, the new iPhone is 10% faster than the last one, and the photos are slightly better. In a word, This is the first line in the review that pisses me off, John. The truth is that smartphones peaked a few years ago.
What does that's that like even saying, mean?
Hey, you guys... Guys, automobiles, they peaked in 1970.
So let's not even try.
It doesn't matter. His whole angle is, after so many advances, the miniature computers have reached incredible screens. The screens have become brighter. The speeds are faster. The cameras produce images that make you look like a wizard. But the problem with that is that it's hard to know what took this. I missed this line. The problem with so much great innovation is that upgrades are now so iterative that it has become difficult to know what to write about them.
Then why are who What?
Isn't that your job, Brian? To be a writer?
Brian is so edgy, though.
Right?
He's so edgy.
That's like me saying the content. It's your job to make it interesting. You're the author. You're the artist here.
Nope.
It's your page. It's not Apple's responsibility to make your thing fun. That's what you have to do to make interesting to yourself.
Especially if you got it early.
Am I crazy, John?
No, you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because I'm like, this is...
I think he's just trying to be fucking edgy. He's jaded, number one, which is not fun. Like, this shit is the future. We live in the future. This is so cool.
Yeah.
This stuff is so cool. And for you to be like, nah, it's kind of just, nah, just write a fucking article about a toaster. Like, if you don't care, just do that and just spare the rest of it. I honestly think he's just trying to be edgy and he's trying to stand out today with his shitty little article.
Well, it's just like, you're also I read the Times for, like, when I actually want news, right? And it's like, I just want to know what actually happened. I go to the Times. I think they do an excellent job of their reporting. But then I read this, and then I'm reading through the rest of the article, John. And there's this line. This just keeps going. This is all to say the annual phone upgrade, which companies like Apple and Samsung tout with enormous marketing events and ad campaigns to gin up sales for the holiday shopping season, has become a mirage of tech innovation. In reality, the upgrades are now a celebration of capitalism in the form of ruthless incrementalism.
Oh my God.
Like it's like, how do we know the capitalists take with? We get it. Nobody needs to buy a new phone every year. We get it. But Brad, I don't tell you what you should spend your money on, okay? This is like, listen, I am not a fan of consumerism and the idea that you need to buy things to stay relevant. And my camera is shitting itself as I'm doing this really cool. It's looking weird.
Yeah,
it's looking weird. Anyway.
Does he not realize?
Because it's my passion. It's what I love. Everyone likes something different, and it seems like people are obsessed with the smartphone. It's like, this is peak capitalism.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you'll buy the name brand food over the not name brand cornflakes at the store and nobody bats an eye, but
yeah.
You buy a $1,000 phone every year and everybody's like, oh, you're just a capitalist pig. It's like, no, that's what you like. Now, some people are buying it for the image. Other people are just into it. Like, you're into makeup, or you're into cars, or you're into watching the new Marvel movie. What is going to see the new Marvel movie that has this? Okay, I'm gonna rant right now. Is going to see the Marvel movie that has the same fucking ending every time. Ruthless capitalism.
Or all the remakes, remakes.
Or every remake? No, it's not. It's just what you like. Sorry. Guess you're a capitalist because you like something.
Yeah, get fucked.
Like that line, there is something to be said about a better and more equal society for all of us. But it's like, yeah, if you stop buying the iPhone, the world's going to be a better place for
also,
the poorest among us.
It's just a phone.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's also like, if there's one device that has changed the way humans work, it's the phone. Like, maybe
yes.
Brian's done some great other work, but it's just like... Listen, he makes fair points about daylight photos looking very similar to older phones. That's fair. That's fair. There are good points to be made about the fact that this is iterative in some regards. But like...
Also, it's like, iterative to what? Last year's
please,
phone?
Pop
because
off.
He doesn't... I think that he is completely like, talk about just being jaded or not having the proper image of what's actually happening. Because it's iterative to what? Like the iPhone 12? Sure, yes. But you fail to realize that not everyone is going from the 12 to the 13. There are so many people, like, more than ever, I've seen people on Twitter that are like, okay, this did it. I'm finally going to upgrade from, like, their fucking iPhone 7 Plus or their iPhone 8. Like, this is the thing that there's a feature in here that convinced them, okay, that's enough. I will upgrade. Not everyone is upgrading every single year. There's a lot of people that are upgrading just every other year, every couple years, just based on, like, also, the whole pre-order thing, this is a very small fraction of us that actually pre-order the phone. Most people just do it. They don't even know when pre-orders happened. They're just like, oh, I broke my phone, or, oh, I have a new up. Remember when, like, your cellular line had an upgrade because you were on a contract.
Oh, and you'd have to wait.
Well, a lot of people don't even know that there's a new phone out there. Like, oh, I have an upgrade coming up. What's the new iPhone? I'll get that one. That's it. Like, these are major upgrades for some people. They're not incremental. They're not like, it's not just a tiny little thing for someone coming from a 7 or an 8 or even a 10. Like, there are so many people that still have the iPhone 10 and there was nothing that pushed them to get the upgrade, or they just weren't due for one yet. So to be blinded and think that, you know, this is incremental for everyone across the board because everyone's obviously just coming from last year's phone, that's just not the case. Yes, for people like you and I who are assholes and just throw money at Apple every year, capitalist society, am I right? He's just being edgy for the sake of it, I think.
I think you're right, because he also talks about...
Because now people are going to go read his shitty fucking article because we're complaining about it.
And it's like, listen, I'm sure the Times has a pretty affluent audience who like does tend to buy the most iPhones. Also, you want to talk about capitalism? You made me sign up for an account just to read your article, bro. All right, let's not even talk about cap. There's 115 comments.
What's his name?
Oh my God. Brian X. Chen. I've loved some of his other work. It was just this piece that really made me frustrated.
Spell that.
Brian.
Yes, I got
X
that much.
Chen. By the way, do not go after this dude or do anything to him. That is not why. I'm just saying I was a big fan of his other work.
I asked for his name because I'm following him because I want to see what else he posts and if this is like a pattern or what's going on.
Yeah, I, like I said, big fan of a lot of stuff the other dude just wrote, but it was just this piece I feel like missed, and I was just a little bit frustrated. I think this put me in a bad mood today, and I have nothing against personally Brian. It's simply the words that he wrote that frustrated me.
I don't hate Brian. I hate your words. That's all.
I did strongly disagree with the pretty much every take in this article, and it just frustrated me.
That'd be a good video too if you could title it and like frame it right.
Hmm. Just like talking about this article.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's a sentiment across. I mean, I shared a meme.
It is.
I shared a meme like the pre-order day, a picture of a bunch of clowns in line being like everyone upgrading from the iPhone 12 to the iPhone 13 today, which included me because I was pre-ordering too. And it's a meme and it's funny. But like if really looking at it, like analytically, Apple's not making a phone for you every year. They're not making a phone so you upgrade every single year. That's not what they're trying to do. That's not why these exists. And That's not why these exists. That's not why these exist. And that's why Apple upgrades like have a major upgrade through like the 3 to 5 year cycle. That's why. Because
absolutely.
That's when they expect everyone to refresh their phones, and everything in between is for the people who just haven't yet.
Yeah, like listen, but I still disagree with the final take, which I've heard from everyone, that it's like the iPhone 13 just isn't an upgrade over the 12 at all. And okay, Luke Miani was on a live stream of the night and he goes, I don't think the Pro's worth it. He goes, I think you should just go with the $800 iPhone 13. And I said, I completely disagree for the first year ever. iPhone 11 to 11 Pro, 11's the best value in the line. iPhone 12 to 12 Pro, iPhone 12 absolutely is the phone that every single person should buy. But you know why? That's because battery life and camera upgrades were essentially identical between the two, and it was simply a couple of minor features. Mm-hmm. This year, the iPhone 13 Pro, for $200 more than the iPhone 13, gives you a twice as refresh rate screen with adaptive rate. That's something we've never seen. It gives you major camera upgrades for aperture that allows more light in, and low light performance is significant upgraded, and it gives you better battery than the standard phones. Yeah. And I said, for me, and I think for most people, $200 is worth better battery, better screen, better cameras than the 13. Like
I would say so.
That's worth it to me.
That,
I said in my first video I made comparing the phones that the iPhone 13 Pro is the sweet spot. It's the best value for what you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make it very clear. Value does not mean cheap. All right, John?
Yes.
It doesn't mean I'm talking about everyone needs to buy the 13 Pro because it's $1,000. And I'm saying this is the first year since the Pros have been out that I feel Apple has made an actual attempt to make the Pros feel pro and offer more value than the standard.
Yes. Agreed.
And I think like to see, it's when I'm seeing reviews miss out on that. And while we're on the topic still, before we jump into our final sponsor, I just want to say, I noticed this take as well. And I watched a lot of reviews.
Okay.
Where everyone, like even people that I watched closely, and I'm not going to mention anybody by name on here. But there was this sentiment where they were like, oh, like I'm making this video, but like, don't feel like you have to upgrade. Like, I'm just saying you could. Like I'm just saying you could, like I think I like it, that, but yeah. like you don't have to, like don't feel like you have to. And I was like, no one's like, you don't obvious, right? It's like, you don't say something that's obvious, right?
Yeah.
So I was just like, why people this year especially seem like worried to like the phone.
Well,
it's because they're afraid that people are going to think that they have to, but it's like, if the phone's good, the phone's good. If it's bad, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have to be scared about what the audience will say if our opinion, like I never worry about what the audience is going to say about my opinion because it's my opinion. If they disagree, then that's fair. But if I love the phone, I'm telling you, John.
Careful, Sam. You can't say that you love it.
I'm going to lose my mind when I see the 120 hertz display. I've seen every single person be like, it's okay. I'm telling you, I have been begging for this feature for years. I'm going to lose my mind when I see it because I've wanted it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get on video. I'm going to say, this screen is phenomenal. It is so worth the money for me.
Yeah.
Because that's for me. I'm not going to say, but you don't feel like you have to not like it or don't feel like you have to. It's just, I'm going to share my opinion. Like, I don't know. I noticed this weird, I've dominated a lot of this conversation. I feel like
I do agree.
I apologize.
I've seen it on Twitter too.
I'm not giving you equal time.
Don't apologize. Last week I dominated.
No, but I want to be fair and I want you to be able to share your take too.
I've seen a lot of that on Twitter as well. Like people are saying that in their videos. Yes. But a lot of like, again, not mentioning any names, but a lot of the people in tech, especially on Twitter, they're like, well, by the way, you can feel good about yourself if you don't upgrade, like you don't have to upgrade.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
what is happening? Like, are we all children where we need like directed? Like, you don't have to upgrade. Like, imagine being like,
what?
Like, this isn't high school. We're not all peer pressured to buy the new phone. Like, imagine seeing some fucking tweet where you're like, you know what? That's right. I'm not going to upgrade. I don't need that. I'd rather pay rent. Like,
yeah.
Who did that to us? Who put everyone in that position where like, you have to be told, by the way, it's okay if you don't buy the new one. Why? Like, who did that to us? Why are we doing that?
And if someone would ever treat you differently for not having a new phone, then that person's a piece of shit and they shouldn't be your friend. If someone ever makes fun of you for being richer or poorer than you are, that person's a piece of shit and they do not deserve your time because you're better than that.
Yeah. Your value comes from you. Sense. This is coming from the guy that has the YouTube money, could buy whatever Apple product I want, and I still love my iPad Air. Like,
yes, that's a good point. And like, I don't know, maybe I come across as the guy that's like anytime I'm ever, maybe I should make this more clear in videos, but anytime I'm like talking about buying these new products, I'm buying them because I'm a fucking huge fan of technology and I absolutely love it. That's Sam Cole that loves it. Now, I happen to have a YouTube channel and I happen to make money from videos and I happen to get paid money from sponsors. But the reason I'm doing this and the reason I wake up every Monday so excited to start my week and so grateful is because I absolutely love this and I wouldn't right now want to do anything else. I love this stuff. So yeah, I'm super excited when a new iPhone comes out because I can see already the ways it's going to transform the next 365 days of my life.
Yeah.
Period. Maybe it'll transform yours. Maybe you don't want to spend $1,000 on a phone.
Yeah.
Either's cool. But like, I see this sentiment where there is some status, yes, associated with it, but
is like, that really a thing anymore? Like, is there a status with having a fucking Apple logo? Apple products are not exclusive like they used to be.
No, everyone has an iPhone now.
It's not like,
it's mind-boggling. And I just saw those takes that were like overly cautious. And I was like, why are we caught? The audience doesn't, I don't think they're asking to be coddled. Like it was kind of demeaning to me to hear these takes where it was like, oh, it's okay. Like you're good just the way you are because you have the 12. It's like, no, this person's good because they're a human being. They could have no smartphone.
Yeah.
What phone you have doesn't matter. They're cool because they're a human being with intrinsic value to society.
And you know what, Sam?
Fuck their phone.
You know what? It doesn't matter what phone you have, right?
It doesn't.
But in my personal opinion, really? It does matter what cereal you have. That is just my personal opinion, right? And we're not talking about $1,000 here for an upgrade, for a cereal upgrade. No, no, no. That's not what we're saying. We're talking about Magic Spoon, ladies and gentlemen. Our favorite sponsor, one of our favorite sponsors, that they've been supporting the show. Actually, Magic Spoon has been supporting our show for like longer than any of our other sponsors. I think so.
Yeah. No, Magic Spoon's kind of the bomb, guys, because you remember how when you were little and you were coddled then too? Yes. Remember when everyone said, eat your sugary cereal, eat your sugary cereal, nothing's going to happen to you. And then you hit like 24 and you were like, I think somebody was a little bit of a liar because my pants don't fit no more. See, that's because you guys weren't eating Magic Spoon, which, you know, you hear healthy cereal and you're like, by the way, fun story. I have to share this.
Go ahead.
There's another YouTuber that moved into my building.
Okay. Oh, no.
Guess how we had our first conversation?
Was it Magic Spoon?
He had a giant pack of Magic Spoon that they sent to him. And I asked him, I was like, I didn't know who it was yet. I go, oh, have you guys had Magic Spoon before? It was him and his wife. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, yeah, they sponsor my YouTube channel. I said, hey, they sponsor my podcast. And off camera, me and him, we were talking about it. He was like, it's amazing. I absolutely love it. And I was like, dude, it's the best spot. Like, they're so good. Another, John, second time. Later that day, I'm on a phone call with an ad agency about a different sponsorship for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And as we close out the call, she goes, oh, by the way, like, I also love Magic Spoon too. Just wanted to let you know. This is an ad agency for a different company that on the phone was watching our show. We can talk about, I mean, John, we know it's 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, 4 grams of net carbs, 140 calories a serving. I mean, you literally cannot beat it. Like, dog, I do not know a better value
it's
proposition.
It's crazy. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. They have a bunch of different flavors. I mean, we already know. Sam and I talk about our favorite flavors all the time. One of my favorite things, though, in the whole universe, is that out of anything we promote on this show, actually, this is sad to say, but more than any conversation that Sam and I have on this show, this is the thing that people are most engaged with for some odd reason. Everyone, you all are buying your Magic Spoon, your box of Magic Spoon, and you're tweeting us pictures of your order. And we just absolutely love it because, number one, it makes us look good to Magic Spoon. But also, it's just hilarious to see that out of everything that we talk about, Magic Spoon is the thing that we all relate to, that we all share. And it's just... It's fun because it's healthy for you and it's fun to share, but also it's really good for you and your body. And if you're going to eat cereal, listen, if you're going to upgrade your cereal this year, you might not be upgrading your phone, but if you upgrade your cereal, it's Magic Spoon, ladies and gentlemen. MagicSpoon.com/geniusbar. Okay. You get $5 off. There's nothing. You're not going to miss out on anything in your life. You're not going to miss that other crappy cereal you were eating. This is the thing to do with your life right now. MagicSpoon.com/geniusbar. And of course, thanks to Magic Spoon for supporting this episode and being one of our best, longest sponsors.
Dude, I'm just looking at the camera angle as you finish that ad read off. Thank you, by the way. Like, this packaging is so satisfying. I mean, just look like...
It is, dude. It's so good.
It's so good.
By the way, like, ad read over. They're not paying us for this part. We just genuinely love so Magic good. Spoon.
Yeah, no, it. Oh, I just dropped it. No, man.
It sounded like your. It sounded like your mic came unplugged.
Oh shoot! It hit the wire. It's
yeah, you're still good. I hear you.
Okay. Whew. All right. Okay.
We hear you, Sam.
Yeah. So
who moved in?
Yeah,
do you know who moved in? Or you probably shouldn't say. Right.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name because he does show where he lives. Dude's huge. He has like 6 million subs across like 5 different channels. It's crazy. It was really funny.
I could not figure out who that was based on that.
No, there's a trillion people like that. But I was like, hey, man, how are you? You like your Magic Spoon? He was like, yeah, man, it's dope. They sponsor my... I don't know why he has a super deep voice. He doesn't even sound like that. But to preserve anonymity, he's like, yeah, man, they sponsor my show. And I'm like, oh, that's really... Okay, I'll give you a hint. He does food reviews and food content and he cooks.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and then I was like, oh, I actually do YouTube too, bro. And I didn't know exactly. I thought he only had one channel with like a million.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, like, he goes, what's your sub? And I went, oh, you know, like 330K. And he goes, I go, what about you, bro? And he goes, probably like 6 between all my channels.
I go, six million?
No, six million? People.
6 million subscribers? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, that's pretty ballin', dude.
And he goes, eh, it's okay. And I was like, no, that's like pretty insane, bro.
No.
And I could tell he was like, you're nothing to me. I don't care. But he was like, I eat 330,000 subscribers for breakfast, yeah. Dude.
No, he's eating and Magic Spoon like, for breakfast.
Yeah, I was like, I thought I was cool, but I'll just go fuck myself now. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
And then I rode the elevator up all alone, all sad.
We have 6 subscribers between us combined. At least 6. Yeah. At least 6 of them. Buying Magic Spoon. 6.
I think we get 6 views on the podcast. What if we only got 6 views on the podcast? That'd be really sad.
And we are ripping a lot of brands off right now. Sorry, Magic Spoon.
No, they're getting
good deal. Unless those 6 people are buying Magic Spoon every week.
Hey, speaking of brands.
Go on.
Thanks for all your help this week with the particular
I know,
situation.
Dude, I'm the worst.
Thanks for all your help.
PSA. John Prosser is the worst. Dude, every time behind the scenes, we schedule a meeting, which, by the way, why?
Oh, I was referring to the other thing, but yes, also.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I was talking about something. We're not in the same conversation.
Well, let's talk about the vet. We don't need to talk about the other thing. Anyway. Yeah.
Sam, this happens so often where like a brand talks to our agency and they're like, hey, they want to do a phone call. First of all, just a PSA to all brands. Why? Just send an email. That's it. Just send an email. That way we don't have to all get together and sit. Because for this to happen, like that brand has to reach out to our agency. And then that agency has to reach out to Sam and I. And then like the 4 or 5 of us have to agree on a time and show up. And I never show up. 100% of the time. John Prosser's never on the call that he scheduled and agreed to. And Sam is there by himself. Never fails. Never fails. Dude.
Becky and I had a great conversation, though. It was a good time. It was honestly a fun, like, it was only like a 15-minute conversation. It's also with a brand that I'm real, I'll say who it is. It's BlockFi. They do this free promo. They do this really cool, well, don't sign up yet because we don't have the link, but yeah. You'll hear about them in a couple weeks, I think in October. They do this credit card that gives you Bitcoin cash back.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Dude, I got approved for it. I applied. The second we got off the call, And I am so excited for this card to come in because I'm a huge believer in crypto. And as we were on the call, this was the person actually that said, like, I love Magic Spoon too.
Yeah, I figured. Because I didn't hear anyone say that. So I was like, oh, that must be one of the fucking calls that I missed.
So we were just talking about it. It was one of those calls where she was like, I guess you kind of know all this. And then I would like say a sentence and she was like, oh, that was the point I was going to say next. Do you know about this? And I was like, yep. And then I would like give more context about that thing that I knew about. And she's like, yeah, I guess we don't really have much to talk about, do we? And
exactly. I was like, yeah, lesson to everybody. Stop scheduling these fucking calls.
Oh, but she was so nice. She was so nice about it. Honestly, it was like other than our agency, which I love talking to, it's always a blessing to talk to them. It was really fun. Becky was really cool. She was really, really nice.
Well, I'm sorry I missed her call.
Yeah, it's okay. I told her that you had other stuff going on. I was like, hey, sometimes he misses these things. And
sometimes he just doesn't. I'm like somebody's dad that promises to be at the baseball game, but you go up to bat and you look in the stands and there's no dad. He's just gone.
I'm the worst, dude. I was telling my mom about this. I was like, yeah, I had this call and I think John was busy, which you were. You had legitimate reasons to be
doing
stuff. Yeah,
but listen, I could have been busy like before the call or after the call if I had remembered it. I just did. I'm fucking terrible. I'm a terrible teammate.
It's okay. No, I'm terrible. No, genuinely, it was not bad at all. Like,
terrible.
It honestly probably made the call go by faster.
No, I'm just terrible.
You're not. You're great.
Like, no. At the very least.
You're literally great.
No, it's not. Okay, not showing up is one thing. That's like already 1 point of terrible. I get 2 points of terrible because I completely fucking forget. And I just leave you hanging and you're like, hey, man, you gonna be on the... No? Okay. Like,
it's
I don't even
truly
fucking
okay.
respond.
Yeah, don't feel bad. I literally, like, honest to God, I was just like, you know, I'm just so desensitized to it now that it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, you're
no,
just
honest
abused.
To God. It was not bad at all. It was fine.
Dude,
I just miss hearing your voice. That's
if we didn't have you, like if I was solely responsible for making sure this show made money every month, we'd be so fucked.
Dude, it's teamwork. We both have our shining armor that we present. That's where we're the best duo on the internet.
Terrible.
It's great.
I just wanted everyone to know that John Prosser, don't ever start a podcast with John Prosser. Anyone listening, don't do it.
No, he's great. It's been the best decision of, I will stand by this. And I think I'm going to look back on this, like when we're, you know, when we're like multi-billionaires in like, you know, 10, 20, 30 years down the road.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to look back at this and say this was a pivotal point in my career as a person who makes content.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day.
Genuinely.
Because you and I had a call last week that I did show up for. Mm-hmm. Sam and I are very busy behind the scenes. We had a call last week that I did show up for that went really well that is also potentially life-changing. And that would make this podcast like one of the best decisions that I ever made. And it's just like, number one, I think that you and I have fucking great chemistry together on a thing, but also behind the scenes, like working out deals like this when I do show up, I think that we work really well together. So,
no, it's a great choice. And I've been hanging out with some friends who work like the traditional kind of like 9 to 5, you know, eight to four type job.
They're just
job
writing shitty articles for the New York Times.
One's like a teacher, one's like a counselor person, one's like a business dude. And it was Sunday, and we're eating lunch at Red Robin. And out of nowhere, like, you know, there's a pause in conversation. Mm-hmm. And one of them just sits back and goes, oh my God, I have work tomorrow. I don't want to go. And then the other two go, oh my God, we have work tomorrow. And I just looked up. I was like halfway through eating my burger. I go, is it really that bad? Uh-huh. And they go, yes. Oh, it's going to be so horrible.
Dude.
And I've just reflected. I was like, fuck.
I pre-ordered an iPhone gonna hate for that my I curse job. So much. That's what I did.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom, for cursing so much. But I was so... Like, I've been very grateful. I've woken up many days in the past week and been, like overwhelmed with gratitude.
Dude, I had a moment.
And thankfulness.
This is so, like, this is not even fun or entertaining. This isn't John Prosser yelling. So, I'm sorry about that. But I was, so every night, I just like to clean my stuff. I'm not a germaphobe, but I like to start every day fresh without fingerprints on everything.
Oh, you said your stuff. I thought you meant you're like your dick.
Oh, that too. But I had my iPad. Yeah, I was sitting in the office, you know, with all the Macs around and the iPads and my phone. I was cleaning it and Karina was doing something. So I was like, hey, give me your stuff. And I want to clean that stuff too, just because I don't want any of us to be gross. So I was cleaning and I just had all this shit around me. And I was just like, this is the craziest thing because I distinctly remember not even that long ago, just a few years ago, one of my friends had an iPad mini the year that it came out. Mm. And I remember he brought it over and I was like, this is so cool. Like this iPad is so cool, but I'll never have one. Like it felt like it was so unattainable because I didn't have any money at all. And if I was going to upgrade anything technology-wise, I was going to get a new phone. And even a new phone felt unattainable. Like to buy a new phone like 2 years down the road, that felt impossible. So if that felt impossible, to do anything extra, like get an iPad or anything like that, felt extra impossible. I was like, I'll never have it. And I'm just sitting here cleaning like three iPads. And it's just like, it's crazy that this exists. Doing technically the same thing that I was doing then. I was doing Front Page Tech then. It was just making like $25 a month. That's the difference. Like I do the same show, basically the same amount of work. Okay, it's more work now, but basically like the same thing. And like it is now my job to be up to date and own the stuff. And being a technology fan to begin with, being able to do that because I made this stupid tech show and people are really gracious with their time and they watch the show and I get to afford this stuff. I mean, life is not about stuff, but I had a flashback to like a moment where something felt completely unattainable. And now it's like, just, I complain because I got to wake up at 6 a.m. and pre-order the fucking phone. Like that, that's honestly, that's the coolest thing ever. So thank you for the audience watching my shitty show.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like the eye updaters have really come through.
Oh, is that what you're calling them now? They have a name, the eye updaters?
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Not as cool as the toilet squad, but okay. The eye updaters.
Sounds like you guys eat shit, but
they basically do. Watching my show is basically just like eating shit.
But yeah, the iUpdaters, they've come through, dude. We're back up to 2 million views over the last 28 days.
Nice.
And
you've been cranking out videos like almost every day.
It feels good because July was not a good time. I was down to like 500,000 views in a month, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago where you were like, I don't know what's going on, but I think YouTube's dead.
No one cared. and I've just felt very grateful, you know, to be able to do this and to live where I live and
with that other YouTuber that has 6 subs.
Yeah, that lives higher in the building than me because he's more rich. but yeah, I mean, it's just, it's cool. Like, it's cool to be able to, you know, to do this thing. And I know it's cliche and I know everybody talks about it, but, you know, I've also gotten, I was feeling sentimental with like the sponsorship opportunities we might be getting soon and like other deals that I've made.
This time last year, right? We didn't have the idea of the podcast wasn't even a thing this time last year, right?
It was brewing. It was brewing in my head.
This
like my Cometeer coffee that's sponsored.
Yeah. this podcast wasn't a thing. And at some point throughout this year, it became a thing. And now somehow it is like the equivalent of somebody's full-time income. Just this side project that we have that it just like, it's so cool that we get to do this as a job. And it honestly feels like right now this is too good to be true. We're too lucky. And then next year, nobody's going to care anymore. And we'll be like, I don't know, I guess I'm working at Walmart. I live in Arkansas, you know, where it's the main first location for Walmart. I'm sure I could find a job.
Yeah, I know somewhere in Arkansas is like the home.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like the epicenter of everything Walmart. Yeah.
The Walma Center.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'll just be like working in electronics at Walmart and they'll be like, hey, didn't you used to? And I'll be like, yes, but this is what I do now.
That would be so funny. But so sad. Like so sad predominantly. Yeah. I just been feeling reflective. Like even sponsorship deals, like through conversations with you and people like Luke. I've really reached out to you guys and, you know, I've told you like what I was charging. You guys are like, no, you're undercharging. You got to sell yourself higher. And like, I'm getting rates that I never thought I would get for deals now.
Just because you
like what
you
I used to, what I used to make in yourself? A month is one. Yeah. What I used to make in a month is now like 1 to 2 sponsored videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like just a couple of years ago, what I made in a month. It's unbelievable.
Dude, I make in a month what I used to make in a year, like just 2 years ago. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy, man.
I mean, okay, if you start, I don't think this is just for YouTube, but if you're starting a business at all, it doesn't have to be YouTube, but of course it works for YouTube as well. But just keep fucking going. When it all feels hopeless, just keep going because, I mean, I think that's what makes or breaks any business, any person on YouTube or that does what we do. The only difference is there's people that quit and people that didn't, and that's it. I did this for like 6 years for $100. It's crazy that like being able to do this full time is still relatively new for me in the grand scheme of things.
Dude, I completely agree. And that's something, it's hard, right? Because you see people that blow up on TikTok in like a night and you're like, oh man, like I'm never, you know, how did they get so much success overnight? And like, I just want to go and show you guys, I'm going to go back to my analytics and I'm going to go back to a time not too long ago. We're going to go back to 2015 to 2016. All right. 824 2015 to 824 2016. I'm going to tell you guys how much I made on YouTube. This was like, by the way, this would have been my third year doing YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. You've been doing this for just as long as me, I think.
Wow, I didn't realize that I didn't make any money. So this is, wow, this is really interesting. So it's August of 2015. I had been doing YouTube for 2.5 years. For the next following year, from August 24th of 2015 to August 24th of 2016, this is my third year of doing YouTube with multiple uploads a week,
okay,
I made less than $2,000 for a year.
Yeah, I'm honestly, looking at that the sounds about right now. For me too. That sounds about right.
$1,989. I gained 10,000 subscribers. I got 2.1 million views in a year. 2.1 million in a year is what I just got this month.
That, yeah, there's, I get, like I said, for any business, but especially like, especially there's a bunch of YouTubers and creators that are watching us now that they think, like, I used to think that, you know, if I could just get 1,000 views a video, that used to be my goal. And it's not as unattainable as it feels right now. So if you're a smaller creator or, you know, you're aspiring to get that 1,000 views a video, if that seems life-changing to you, just keep fucking going. Just chill. I think a little bit of perspective helps everybody, because people that just found Front Page Tech or iUpdate last week think it's always been this way, but it hasn't been. We were on the struggle bus for a while.
I was on the struggle bus 2 months ago, legitimately wanting to stop, and, like, you know, you just got to be patient. And also the number one thing I can stress, it's when everybody's like, what's your advice? How do you get to do YouTube? You just got to make videos about something you love.
And that is a very big point, though. It has to be about something that you love. Because if you
don't love it, you're going to get bored and hate it.
And you're going to stop doing it. If you're doing it just to hopefully get views and subscribers, you're going to hate it. And even if you get lucky somehow making videos that you just thought people wanted to watch, and you get lucky that they did end up watching, and you get a bunch of subscribers and you get a bunch of views, it's only the clock is ticking before you are completely trapped because you were making videos that you hate for a bunch of people that don't care about you. And then you feel like you got to do that. And that's not the way to go. You're going to regret it either way.
And a lot of people, you know, they're like, well, I just want to be a YouTuber because I want to have a lot of money, or I want to be rich, or I want to do these things. It's like, you can make money doing anything you want.
Yeah.
If you come up with something creative enough, and, like, just don't be afraid to think. If you want to be a school teacher, make your own school. If you want to be an artist, make a new style of art. Make your own school,
where you're the teacher of every class and you just run to every classroom.
Like, the boundaries no longer exist. And I want to be very clear when I say that, obviously, like, I'm also a white dude, so I've had a much different experience and, you know, likely a more easier experience, and have gone through less barriers, if any, to get to where I am for myself. You know, there's other people that don't look like me that may have a harder time. They might not, but they may. You know, there might be some societal barriers there that they'll have to push through that are a little bit harder than other people. So I recognize that as well. And, you know, I want to make it clear what I'm saying. Like, just do this thing. I'm not saying, like, it's easy and there's no barriers. Obviously, if you're born richer or born poorer, you're going to have an easier time the more money you have. I'm just saying, if you have a goal, whatever it is, start small. And if you still like it, don't care about anything else other than if you like it. Make the best thing. Script the best thing. Teach the best thing. Be the best doctor. This is too inspirational for me, John. This is what happens when we don't get the iPhones.
Which is magic spoon.
Eat the best things. We're getting too inspirational.
Think about Magic Spoon, dude. They were like, we want to be cereal, but cereal that doesn't kill you. And they came up with it and they made it happen. And now they give us money.
Yeah.
And people eat their
Basically,
cereal.
John and I, we just love you guys and we appreciate you. And
is there anything else?
Life's just crazy, man. Life's just crazy. No, I'm going to go back to hate watching iPhone 13 reviews as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, I feel like I tried to organize my thoughts for my initial reactions to the iPhone 13 videos today. And my only thought that I walked away with was, there's two. One was, that gold looks a lot better. And then thought number two was, cinematic video, it just did not make my butthole pucker the way I thought it would.
Yeah. My takeaways were, I'm still really excited for white. I'm happy that I got that.
I'm very excited about the silver.
The new battery sound life sounds like a major upgrade more than just a minor upgrade. And the new cameras are way better on the pros.
Did you get any cases this year?
I didn't. No, I'm not working with anybody for cases.
No, I meant, like, did you buy any cases?
Oh.
With money. Look at you being a YouTuber. No, I'm not working with anybody. No, did you buy any cases with money?
No, I don't buy. I don't use cases.
I haven't gotten one. I think the last time I got an Apple case, I got a leather case.
Oh, you bought
Apple
an Apple one?
Yeah, I got a leather case for my iPhone 6S back in the day. And now I got the leather case for the 13 Pro.
Wait. The case gonna cover up the color. It's gonna look like all the other colors.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put a case on it all the time. It's just when I know I'm gonna be a clumsy little fuck, I'm gonna put a case on it. Yeah.
I can't predict those moments for me. Sometimes I can predict it.
I'm like, yes, if I'm gonna be gone and I'm going somewhere for a while, like if I'm going on vacation or something, absolutely not. Case is going on there. Dude, last year, little story for the end of the show. Last year, so I just got my iPhone 12. D-Brand sent the iPhone 12. Karina and I left. We go to Branson, Missouri. It's that time where I rented that huge fucking cabin on a lake.
You say Branson?
Yeah.
Dude, I went to Branson growing up. That's like the Missouri vacation spot, dude.
Yeah, dude. We went to Branson, and that's where I got that cabin that had like 16 bedrooms.
Yeah, that's cool.
We were outside, have a little fire. Karina sat on my lap to take a picture. She got up, dude, in slow motion. It was like just the saddest fucking moment. Karina gets up. My phone, no case, falls. I do have a screen protector on it. Didn't help. My phone falls flat on its face. Okay? And I go, oh no, my phone. It falls. Karina panics, stomps all over my fucking phone. Like, she was trying to get out of the way of the phone, but she stomped right on it and just absolutely eviscerated the screen. Like, the screen protector shattered, and then those pieces of glass from the screen protector went into the real glass, and it just absolutely devastated my phone, like a week after I got it.
That's so really incredible.
A case every time now.
Dude, a case one protect from stomping.
Dude, it was like slow motion, like, oh no, my foot, oh no, your foot, and just fucking like it was like a scene out of a cartoon.
Wow.
The worst thing that happened to my phone happened to it.
I am not going to buy a case for the 13 this year. I mean, maybe somebody, I'm sure Nomad would send me one because I love Nomad. They're cool. Mm-hmm.
What?
I just have to say this. I haven't said this publicly.
What?
A few months ago, Moment reached out.
Who?
Hold on.
Okay.
This is what I did in the video.
Did you say Moment? Like the people that have the lenses or whatever?
Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
Are these not the same company?
What?
Somebody. Hold on. I've got it. I've got the stuff sitting right here. One sec.
Okay. What's he doing?
Ah.
Okay.
So, a few months ago, Moment sent me some stuff. Moment.
Okay, Moment. So the lens Moment. People, right?
Yeah, but they have a bunch of other cool gear.
Okay. I can't tell where this is about to go.
And I got a little confused.
Oh, no.
When they sent it to me in the fucking promo that I did, I'm like, I really love this new Nomad gear. It's so great. And I said the wrong name. And I was like,
oh.
they're gonna look at each other in the office and go, see, Jenny, this is why we don't send things to influencers, okay? Thank you. Thank you. And tell John that as well. John's kind of a dumb bitch, too. Don't send it to iUpdate. He doesn't care. Moving on. Next, let's send it to John Prosser. We like John Prosser. That's what they did.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share that I literally, because, you know, it wasn't like a contract thing or a sponsored. It was just like, hey, we'll send this to you. We'd appreciate a shout out. And I was like, sure, this is a cool thing. It was like the little yellow, it was the Moment little fanny pack.
It'd be like if Nomad sent you a case and you're like, thanks, D-Brand.
Yeah, no, it was the fanny sling on Moment's side. They deserve a shout out. It was in yellow too. It was really cool. And I totally whiffed that. So I just wanted to, I did it literally now. I was like, Nomad, Moment. I thought they were the same company.
Effort.
They're not. Different companies. So yeah, just wanted to share that.
A for effort, Sam.
Thank you.
Is that it for today?
I deserved an A. I think that's it for today, buddy.
Hour 40 minutes. Pretty good show. I don't have anything else to say. Come back next week where we'll do some more ad reads.
Wait, also, one more question.
Go ahead.
You didn't get the 1 terabyte, right?
No.
Okay, thank God. I just want to make sure. I would have had to end the show. I would have
had
to hang
up on you. I got 256. What'd you get?
I get 256. I think I got 256 too because I wanted to use the 4K ProRes feature.
Yeah. I've never done that before. I always get the base model, but this year they fucking pigeonholed me. Pigeon?
Yeah.
What?
Shoved
is that
a hole
is that
the
a
pigeon?
Thing that people say?
Yeah.
I think I made that up. Okay.
Okay, love you guys.
See you next week. Keep in mind, we're going to have our iPhones next week, so we'll give you not just like impressions of, oh, we watched these videos. We'll actually be able to tell you what we think about the phones next week because Apple doesn't like us. They didn't send it early, so we had to buy it like everybody else, okay?
Yay. Okay. We're so excited. Okay, next week, iPhones. Get excited. And iPad Mini.
And lots iPad Mini.
Here on the G Spark. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Bye. See you next week. Okay, bye. Bye. Bye.